prospecting Parthenons and power prospecting tools. There is perhaps no single effort more important to your recruiting career than the science and art of prospecting. Prospecting is a science because there are certain principles that guide and define its success. And prospecting is also an art because it requires a carefully defined set of skills to succeed. One of the key principles that guides your prospecting efforts goes like this. Your future success in recruiting is in direct proportion to the quality and breadth of your lead file. On the surface, that sounds pretty obvious. However, there are some things here that aren't so evident. For example, what does quality really mean? Simply this: people who possess all five characteristics of a qualified applicant. And in case you've forgotten what those five quality characteristics are, let's review their common traits. They have a need and are aware of it. They have the authority to make the decision and the ability to qualify for the Air National Guard recruiting opportunity. They have a relative sense of urgency about the decision. You have or can develop trust with the applicant. The applicant will listen to you. The more of these five characteristics you can uncover in each lead you find, the more of a qualified applicant the person becomes. The second keyword in our prospecting principle is breadth. This term means you must be active and highly visible in one or more of your target segments so that you will find enough leads and qualified applicants to support your recruiting efforts. As an Air National Guard recruiter, your niche is potential applicants. People who meet the Air National Guard mental, moral, and physical standards for enlistment or commissioning. In turn, your niche can be broken down into segments based on programs you recruit for and the qualifications of the people applying for those programs. Here are the segments Air National Guard recruiters can work: non-prior service officers, non-prior service enlisted, prior service officer from another branch of service, prior service enlisted from another branch of service, prior service Air Force officer, prior service Air Force enlisted, prior service Air Force health professional, prior service health professional from another branch of service, non-prior service health professional. That's 9 different segments in 3 different programs: officer, enlisted, health professional, and each has its own unique qualifications and challenges that a recruiter must take into account when trying to penetrate each segment. And if you've been a recruiter for any length of time, you've probably discovered that recruiting into some segments is harder than some other segments. A lot harder, in fact. To be successful with any of the target segments you choose, we strongly recommend you take the Parthenon approach to prospecting. The Parthenon approach requires you to establish multiple strategies for each segment you are attempting to penetrate. This approach is sometimes called the multiple pillar strategy, because a Parthenon building contains at least 5 or more columns to help hold up the roof. Building a Parthenon is not difficult. At the top of the Parthenon, or the roof, you should put the target segment you're going to attempt to recruit into. For example, non-prior service enlisted. Next, each pillar holding up the roof of the building should represent a prospecting strategy you're going to use to look for leads in that segment you are working. In the case of non-prior service leads, you could identify several strategies you will employ, such as school visits, referrals, direct mail, air shows, etc. Under the base of each pillar, you write in the tactical activities you need to do successfully to implement that particular strategy. For example, if your prospecting strategy is direct mail, you would need to acquire your list, input the information into a spreadsheet, and organize it. Write the letter, print the letter in envelope, decide how many to send, etc. You will need to repeat this process until you have a complete Parthenon for each segment you are working. As you begin to prospect in each of your target segments, you will soon discover some of the segments are harder to crack than others. Do you know why that is? To understand why recruiting is not the same in all programs, we can turn to the research conducted by the late Peter Drucker, who wrote many books on sales and sales management. One of his most powerful observations concerned the probability of success when dealing with current customers, former customers, and new customers. In private sector selling, Drucker said salespeople have a far better chance of selling current customers more of their products, about a 1 in 2 chance. Drucker also stated that if you've done business with a customer in the past but are not doing business now, you have about a 1 in 4 chance of earning the business. And lastly, Drucker believed that if you've never done business before with someone, your chances of gaining the business are about 1 in 14. Now, those statistics may not match up exactly with the way Air National Guard recruiters do business, but there are similarities. For example, if you were trying to recruit someone who is coming directly from active duty with a good separation code or a reserve component where they are a drilling reservist or guardsman, in other words, someone doing business with the Air Force or another branch of service right now, they would most closely match up to the 1 in 2 success rate. Why? They are already fully qualified, mentally, morally, and physically, and have already bought a military commitment at least once before. Granted, some of these service members might be disgruntled or not interested in continued service and opt not to join the Air National Guard. However, statistically, recruiters working with people coming directly from the active duty Air Force or another branch of service where they are participating have the highest lead conversion ratios. Someone who used to be in a branch of military but is not serving now probably fits in the 1 in 4 category. They may or may not still be qualified, but at one time they were, and they too also bought a military commitment or two in their lifetime. And your non-prior service applicants, you probably guessed, are your 1 in 14 leads. You don't know if they're going to meet the enlistment or commissioning criteria, and experiences tells you that many of these leads never make it through the recruiting funnel because they drop out for mental, moral, and physical reasons, or they simply lose interest in joining. Armed with these statistics, you now have a good feel for how much harder you'll have to work in certain segments than in others. The smartest recruiters pick 1, 2, or 3 segments and concentrate their efforts in learning all they can about those potential leads by using their power prospecting tools. These power prospecting tools are the who, what, when, where, why, and how questions within each of the segments they serve, and they are derived from the prospecting principle that says the recruiter who asks enough of the right questions of the right people in the right places will always have plenty of qualified prospects. Let's start with the who questions. They are the most valuable prospecting questions you can ask because they identify the leads and applicants you want to work. Who within my zone and target markets has the most compelling need or desire to become part of the Air National Guard right now? In my zone, who are the most ideal leads for me? By career field, who can help me recruit more applicants? Who are centers of influence for me who are not currently members of the ANG? Who are some former guardsmen whom I can contact to help me? Who are some former leads or applicants who may be more qualified than previously? Who do I know who might fit the ideal description of my best applicant? Who do I know who might lead me to those who fit my ideal applicant's description? The what questions empower you to have greater impact by helping you focus on your best leads and applicants. What do I believe applicants will find most beneficial about the Air National Guard opportunity? What might they find least beneficial? What questions will I need to ask in order to determine my applicant's needs? What questions are they likely to ask me? The when questions are all about timing, the best timing for you and your applicants. When questions help you strike a balance that takes into consideration when you are at your selling best and your applicants are available to meet with you at times that are convenient for them as well. When is the best time for me to contact my leads and applicants? When can I get the most attentive hearing? When am I at my personal selling best? Where questions help you turn up leads by exploring new locations of people who meet the Air National Guard entry requirements. Where can I find ideal leads? Where can I get lists, directories, association membership rosters? How will I use them? The why questions are great for helping to prioritize your time expenditure as you determine the process your leads and applicants use to move closer toward making a commitment. Why are we able to provide something of value to them? Why do applicants often resist making a commitment? Why would my timing be good or poor? The how questions are crucial to prospecting success because many of their answers will evolve from the answers to the who, what, when, where, and why questions. You cannot ask many meaningful how questions unless you have explored the other 5 types of questions first. How does the Air National Guard define an ideal lead or applicant? How do I follow up on my prospecting? How can I find more time for prospecting without cutting into prime selling time? There you have them, the power prospecting tools that can be summed up in the following 2 sentences. The most productive sentences in any recruiter's vocabulary always end with a question mark. And this is much more of a mindset than it is a skill. Let's close this session with this piece of advice. Good prospecting is a matter of developing a solid game plan that works well for you, and then following that game plan to the letter.